hate it, trying to get away with something like that.
Philco Radio Mysteries. Another program in the great Philco Radio Mystery Contest, brought to you transcribed every week at this time over this station by your Philco Radio Tube dealer. Plan to get your share of the big weekly prizes and the huge grand prizes. Philco Mystery Book Number 2 gives you all the details. It contains the official entry blanks on which your entries must be written. Ask your Philco Radio Tube dealer as soon as possible for your free copy of Philco Mystery Book Number 2. It's yours just for the asking. Open your Philco Mystery Book, those of you who have copies, to pages 8 and 9. Follow the action of the program on the diagram as you listen and hear Phil Coe, the girl detective, find the guilty person in her newest case, Last Will and Testament. Here's another opportunity for you to win some of that $50,000 in cash prizes. As our scene opens, Phil Coe is just receiving a long-distance telephone call.
Yes, I'm Phyllis Coe. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Phil, this is Barbara Roseberg.
What is it, Barbara?
I'm up at Lonely Winds. My Uncle Daniel's is dead. Oh, Phil, you've got to help me.
Barbara, what's happened?
It's Uncle Daniel. I can't talk on the phone any longer. But please come.
All right, dear. I'll get Tom Taylor to drive me right up. Barbara Bosworth here.
Yes, come in. You're Miss Coe, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm Corporal Palmer, State Police. Us boys have heard a lot about you, Miss Coe. I'm sure glad to meet you in person.
Thank you. Where is Miss Bosworth?
Right there in the sitting room. Go right in.
Come on, Tom.
Righto.
Oh, Phil, I'm so glad you've come.
Hello, Barbara, dear. You know Tom Taylor, of course.
Yes. How do you do?
Here, what's happened?
Oh, Phil, Uncle Daniel's been murdered.
Barbara.
Oh, Phil, you've got to help us.
Us? Who else is in the house?
My father, my aunt, and the housekeeper. They're all upstairs.
Barbara, tell us exactly what happened.
Well, Uncle Daniel invited my father, Aunt Ellie, and me here to dinner last night.
Your father is Dr. James Bosworth, the heart specialist, isn't he?
Yes. He and Uncle Daniel were brothers, and Aunt Ellie's their sister.
Please go on, dear.
After dinner, Uncle Daniel asked us to assemble in the library. That's the room right next to this one.
I see.
After we were seated around the library table, Uncle Daniel sent me out to the kitchen to get Mrs. Clements. Uncle Daniel was an invalid, you know.
Who was Mrs. Clements?
The housekeeper. She's been here with Uncle a great many years. I brought Mrs. Clements back to the library, and we took our seats at the table with the others. Then Uncle Daniel took a small piece of paper from his pocket and gave it to my father. And Uncle Daniel was saying,
James, this is the combination of my safe. The safe is in the wall behind that oil painting. I'll go over there and open it.
All right, Dan. I've often wondered where that safe was.
I just say you have. But I don't like people meddling in my affairs.
Mm. Fine way to talk to your own flesh and blood.
Ellie, you give your tongue a sleigh ride. When I want your opinion, I'll ask you for it.
I suppose your housekeeper knows all about the safe.
Oh, no, Miss Bosworth, honestly.
Ellie, leave Mrs. Clements alone. Now, Mrs. Clements, if my sister bothers you again, change your seat.
Yes, Mr. Bosworth.
Well, Dan, the safe's open.
There's a long envelope lying right in the front. Bring it here.
Here you are, Dan. Shall I open it?
No, I can do that much for myself. I brought you here tonight to read you something. There's a lawyer coming out in the morning, and he's going to draw up my last will and testament from this pile of notes I've written in my own hand. It takes the place of the will that you all know about, the one that I made several years ago. I invited you all to sleep here tonight so that you could be present when the will is drawn. Now, here's what I'm going to get him to put in my will. To my brother James, $1,000 as a token of my affection.
What? $1,000?
Quiet, Ellie. That's very kind of you, Daniel.
Now, Ellie, here's what I say about you.
Yes, Daniel?
To my sister, Ellie, $1,000.
What?
Be quiet. I'm not finished. To my niece, Barbara, with deep affection and gratitude, $10,000.
Why, Uncle Daniel, I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Dan. I'm grateful to you for my daughter.
And to my housekeeper, Josephine Clements, as a reward for 20 years of untiring and devoted service during my long period of sickness, I give and bequeath the balance of my estate to use as long as she may live.
Good heavens, Daniel.
Shut up, Billy.
Mr. Daniel, I don't know what to say.
Hey, I shouldn't think you would, Mrs. Clemens. What have you done to twist my brother around your finger this way?
Ellie.
Don't Ellie me, James Bosworth. If you had a spark of family pride, you'd fight this will to your last breath.
And Ellie.
It's spite work, that's what it is. Just because I wouldn't give up my life to a disagreeable invalid.
Now, Ellie, it's Dan's money. I'm sure he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't think Mrs. Clemens deserved it.
Thank you, Mr. James. And Mr. Daniel, I only hope that the responsibilities of all that money will not be mine for many years.
Well, Mrs. Clemens, I haven't long for this earth. I'm sure of that. Here, James, put these papers back in the safe until that lawyer comes in the morning.
Certainly, Dan.
Now it's getting late. Why, it's 12:05. Let's all get to bed before Ellie busts loose again.
No, you've no need to talk like that, Daniel Bosworth. I'm not as bad as you think I am.
Oh, Mrs. Clemens, I'll help Uncle Daniel upstairs.
Oh, thank you, Miss Barbara.
You coming to bed, James?
In a little while, Dan. I noticed you have one of those new XX Philco radio sets in the sitting room.
Yes, I've only had it about a week.
I've heard that this new Philco gives excellent reception on foreign stations. I think I'll go in there and see what I can pick up.
Well, you'd want to listen to a lot of foreign drivel is beyond me.
I suppose it is, Ellie. But I'd like to try it anyway. Good night, all.
Yeah, good night, Jay.
Well, Phil, I slept very soundly all night long.
And when was the body found, Barbara?
This morning at 8:00 when Mrs. Clemens took Uncle Dan his breakfast. My father examined the body and found blood on his ear and on the pillow. Father said it was murder. Called the state police, and then I phoned you.
I see. And what have the police found?
They searched the house and found a long hat pin stuck in Mrs. Clemens' pincushion. There were bloodstains on it, but no fingerprints. The pin had been used to pierce Uncle Dan's brain through his ear. Oh, Phil, it's awful.
Oh, you poor kid. Must have been an awful shock.
Have the police discovered anything else?
Yes. The safe was found open. And his notes for the will were missing. Oh, yes, and the police found a torn piece of one of the notes under Uncle Daniel's bed.
Then the safe must have been robbed before your uncle was murdered. How long had he been dead when Mrs. Clemens found him?
The coroner said about 6 or 7 hours.
I see. The murder must have taken place around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Barbara, will you please ask Mrs. Clemens and the rest to come here?
All right, Phil. I'll explain who you are and have them waiting in the hall.
Well, Aunt Ellie sounds like a charming woman, doesn't she?
Tom, I don't think she's quite as bad as she pretends to be.
No.
Miss Cole?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Clemens, please come in. Mrs. Clemens, was it your hatpin that killed Mr. Daniel?
Yes, Miss Cole. It was the silver one with my initial that poor Mr. Dan gave me for Christmas.
Oh, of course. Now, when Dr. James Bosworth examined the body, did he say how long his brother had been dead?
Yes. He said Mr. Daniel had been dead about 2 hours at the most.
I see. Do you know anything about the murder, Mrs. Clemens?
Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't. Everybody thinks I did it because my hatpin was used. But I swear I didn't do it.
All right. You may go. And thank you very much.
Well, I suppose you're going to prove that I murdered Daniel. Is that your idea?
Of course not, Miss Ellie. Please close the door.
I hope you're not going to let that Mrs. Clemens get out of this house.
Now, Miss Ellie, what makes you think that old housekeeper murdered your brother?
Well, she had that sickening, sweet way about her. Acted like sugar wouldn't melt in her mouth.
Oh, don't you see? If Mrs. Clemens did murder your brother, it's hardly likely that she would have stolen or destroyed the notes for the will. Those notes were her only proof that she was included in the bequest.
I believe she's feeble-minded enough to have destroyed the notes. If so, she'll never get a cent.
And who will get the estate?
Those who have a right to it. Daniel's own flesh and blood, James, Barbara, and me. Now, I'm not going to stay here another minute. You have no right to butt in. Oh, here's my brother James. He'll tell you the same thing.
Come in, Dr. Bosworth.
Thank you, Miss Cole. It's awfully kind of you to come all the way out here to help us.
I'm glad to help Barbara any way I can. Oh, this is Mr. Taylor.
How do you do, Dr. Bosworth?
How do you do?
Now, Doctor, how long did you stay down here in the sitting room last night after the others had gone to bed?
Oh, about 2 hours, I should say. I was very much interested in this new radio set. I was listening to an interesting program from London. I turned off the radio and went to bed right after the announcer said goodnight and the station signed off.
Now, that door at the side of this room is the only entrance to the library. Therefore, the person who opened the safe and took the notes must have passed through this room.
That's correct.
When you were here listening to this radio, did you see or hear anyone passing into the library?
No, indeed. And obviously, I'd have seen anyone who entered.
Have you ever had the combination of that safe, Doctor?
Oh, dear me, no. No one other than my brother Dan has ever opened that safe until the robbery. Unless, of course, the housekeeper was entrusted with the combination.
For an educated man, Dr. Bosworth, you're an awful fool.
My dear lady.
Oh, please, Doctor. Your attempts at lying have been pitiful and childish. Oh, I dread telling Barbara the ghastly truth. Why on earth did you do this thing?
Yes. Yes, I did it. All the world, including my own daughter Barbara, thinks I'm a very rich man. But I'm not. I've incurred the most serious obligations. I owe to men you probably never heard of. Criminals, some of them. I wasn't frightened, though. I knew that someday at my brother's death, my inheritance from him would enable me not only to clear off these debts, but guarantee that Barbara's future would be safe and secure. Last night, when I realized that Daniel's new will shattered all my dreams, I was terrified. Then, all alone here, I brooded over this thing till nothing else mattered. I decided I must make those dreams of mine come true. And this was the only way.
No wonder it wasn't pleasant for Phil Cole, the girl detective, to find out that Dr. Bosworth, the father of her friend Barbara, was the murderer. But you can't let personal friendship stand in your way when you are a really good detective. You heard all the reasons Phil had for suspecting Dr. Bosworth. Surely you can list three of them in answer to the contest question in Philco Mystery Book Number 2, which you can get free from your Philco radio tube dealer. In this contest, you must have good reception. The tubes in your set must work perfectly, so that you will not miss one important detail in any program. One sure way to get good radio reception is to use Philco radio tubes. Have the tubes in your set checked up. Names of the major winners in this week's Philco Radio Mystery Contest will be broadcast as soon as possible on a following program. Listen every week at this time over this station. Next week, another opportunity for you to win a big weekly cash prize and become eligible for a mammoth grand prize. Next week, another Philco radio mystery. Listen to the case of the stolen sables. Hear Philco, the girl detective, solve this baffling case. It's another opportunity for you to win your share of $50,000 in cash.